Remember back when people were panic buying burger, meat prices were erratic, and there were concerns about the food supply chain? The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck has updates to the beef situation.
Panic buying has settled down a bit, but there's still a lot of people buying meat that's easier to cook themselves. That's according to Chelsea Good at the Livestock Marketing Association.
Ground beef, hamburger, to some degree roast, things people know how to prepare at home and are, you know, pretty comfortable with.
That's not as true for higher-end cuts of beef, and Good says that translates to lower costs and some sales at grocery stores. But actually getting the meat to the store is still a bit of an issue, especially for some of those nicer local cuts. The problem is processing the meat. Workers at some of the large plants were hit hard by COVID-19. That slowed those facilities down, so many ranchers turned to the smaller butchering facilities. And then they got backed up. Good says it's even affecting hunters looking to get deer processed.
They called their local meat lockers and got quite a surprise in terms of the wait time. You know, at this point, it's well into 2021. I've heard of some that are backed up well into even 2022.
Exacerbating things further is a growing trend of ranchers selling to consumers directly. That trend has increased during the pandemic. Lorianne Lau is one rancher using that method. She's been selling direct to consumer around Idaho and Utah for 16 years. But when she called her butcher back in May, he was already booked clear through April 2021.
We've just been following up with him trying to say, you know, if you can sneak any in, we'd sure love to. And he's like, you and everybody and their uncle.
Lau says her sales have picked up during the pandemic because people were concerned about the meat supply chain. They wanted to buy directly from ranchers. Lau is also president of the Caribou County Farm Bureau in Southeast Idaho, and she wants it to be easier for small operations to butcher cattle.
There are state-inspected systems in states like Utah and Wyoming, but they have to follow the federal model, which comes with a whole lot of gobbledygook.
That gobbledygook includes getting a USDA inspector and providing facilities for them. And that's just easier for large operations with economies of scale. According to the most recent numbers, only four companies control 80% of the beef processing market. Lau wants both safety and access for small operations.
Perhaps there is nothing better than the federal model, but perhaps there is. And it would be less, could be less onerous. And then, therefore, in 2-3 years, we could invent this new model and we could actually have something that would be equally protective, but not as onerous as the existing systems.
But not everyone wants to operate direct to consumer. There's still a massive need for the larger scale, lower cost operations to supply stores. And the ranchers in that business took a hit this year. Eric Belasco is an agriculture economist at Montana State University. He says live cattle prices dipped about 11% between mid-February and mid-December. The culprit, yet again, processing.
Really, a lot of the pressure seems to be on the processing side. That's where the live cattle market is the one that has just seen a huge drop in prices that just has not recovered.
He says the bottleneck in processing plants could contribute to a price decline, and even large processors could be playing catch-up. But he says there is some good news to this.
I think it's somewhat assuring that the volatility is down,
which means ranchers can budget for next year.
And prices are down, but they weren't quite where they were back in April. So I think if we were back there, we could have imagined a scenario where it was a lot worse. But it's certainly not ideal.
Belasco says this year also shows how resilient the industry can be. For the last several months, you could still buy beef in the store, even as COVID-19 outbreaks spread through major packing plants around the nation. But of course, that highlights another change activists are calling for in the packing industry. More safety for workers. Tens of thousands got sick in the meatpacking plants, and hundreds died, all trying to keep that meat moving. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.